یک چپتر و یک قسمت کامل از انجیل رو بخونم از
آیه 22. Genesis 22.
از بخش پیدایش 22 تکرار میکنم. پیدایش 22. لطفاً میخوام همه با هم دیگه این بخش رو بخونید.
It may be the most important chapter in the Old Testament.
یکی از مهمترین بخش و چپترهای این کتاب باشه. پیدایش 22.
And I will try to be a little reluctant or withholden, or it is very special, very special, very special chapter. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son, from who you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains. Early that morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servant, stay here with the donkey. Well, I'll go, and the boy, go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. And he carried his fire and his knife. And the two of them went out together. Isaac spoke to him up and said to his father, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied. The fire and the wood are here, Isaac said. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went together. When they reached the place of God had told them about, Abraham built an altar. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called him out from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Here I am, he replied. Do not lay your hand on the boy, he said, and do nothing to him, for now I know that to fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the praise, the Lord will provide. And to this day it said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham to heaven and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, because you have done this, and after prevailed your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the skies, as the sand on the of the seashore. Your descendants will take possessions of the cities of their enemies. And through of your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me. Then Abraham returned to his servants, and they set off together toward Beersheba. And Abraham stayed in Beersheba. Sometimes later, Abraham was told, Milcah, his older mother, is also a mother. She has borne some of your brother's sons to your brother Nabor, the firstborn. So, even the concubine, whose name was Reuma, also had sons, Teba, Chaham, Tahash, and Makal. If you hear about this first time, you think, what a strange story. You are filled with questions. How is it possible that God asked that Abraham waiting for 25 years, a son that fulfilled many prophecies of the Lord, and then the Lord asked Abraham to give his son in an offering. How is it possible that Abraham is not getting into a discussion with the Lord, that he protests? Why isn't Isaac... why is there so little information? It is a very sober story. And the Bible writer only talks about the things that are truly important. And after all of this happened, Abraham was of course called by the Lord, went to a country he did not know, and he received promises from God, land and people. And you will be a blessing to all the people in the earth. And Abraham waited. And Abraham waited long. Abraham went his way with the Lord. His path with the Lord. He had a great faith. A great faith. But after 25 years of waiting, there was the son of the promise. So, a son that the Lord truly gave to Abraham. And, you know, just imagine how happy Abraham was with his son and the fulfilling of the promises of the Lord. And in Isaac, the promises of God will be fulfilled. So, all those years, you know, hoping and believing in faith, trusting in the Lord, all fulfilled in the Isaac, and the Lord tested Abraham. And God does not test to bring someone to his knees, but in this case, it was meant as a kind of display to the faith of Abraham. And God wants to make you shine. And God is doing something great. And the Lord knew who Abraham was. And if the Satan tempts someone, it is always meant to destroy. And we all knew what happened, of course, in paradise, you know, with the temptation of Adam and Eva. And thank the Lord that Jesus did not fall into temptation, but defeated the devil. And but if God tests someone, it is always meant to bring out the best in someone. Abraham was waiting for so many years for his son. Truly, so maybe Abraham was not as focused anymore on God, but more on Isaac, because he was, of course, the fulfillment of all those promises. And who knows, of course. And the God says, take your son, your only son, the one that you love, Isaac. Isaac, It means joy and laughter. Go to the country of Moria and burn him on one of the mountains of Moria. So it has to be a bombshell for Abraham. So that he has to sacrifice his promised son. His one and only son. The Lord says, give him to me. And God is testing Abraham. So to truly test out who is the most important, is it God or is it Isaac? Am I the only one that you love more than your son Isaac? Am I the one that brings you joy? And Abraham goes, of course. Right, I want to ask you the question, what is more important in my life? What is our focus on? What is our center of our attention? Is it the gifts or the giver? We received so much from the Lord. He blessed us so much. We can be so grateful to Him for all the goodness we received. Are you focused on the good things, or are you focused on the good God? God does not like it if He is put in the background. And the question is, what is the center of my existence? Is it what I received from the Lord, or is it God's self? Is God still central in our lives? Is the Lord Jesus central in our lives? Am I focused on the things? Why do I thank the Lord? Do I thank the Lord for the things that He does in my life? Or do I thank Him for the things He gives me, maybe? Or do I thank Him for who He is? Let's be thankful that we can know God. The Lord looks at me. He does not look at the things that I do. They are not important to the Lord. He looks at who you are. And especially who you are to me. He looks in my heart. As he looked to the heart of Abraham, and told him, I am not interested in the things that you do, but I am interested in your heart. And if your heart is okay, good things will happen. But if your heart is focused on the wrong things, you can work so hard in the kingdom, but it's not important. The Lord does not even look at it. The Lord looks at your heart. What does your heart mean? And it is the Lord's desire that we don't look at the Lord for the things that He does for us, but just for that we look upon who God truly is, and we thank Him for it, and we can have a desire to have a relationship with the Lord. But we can thank God for who He is. And our entire life should be a quest, a searching for the Lord. I can find Him when I can see more of Him. And He is the Eternal One. And Abraham went. And of course I realize, If I ask you this question, of course you say, oh, of course the Lord is more important. So Theon asked me if maybe I wanted to do a prayer calling, you know, to ask people forward. But I just... So I just thought about what Theon asked me, you know. Think about it. Take days before you answer this question. Who is more important, the giver or the gifts that he gives us? Is your life focused on God? And Abraham had to travel for 3 days. Of course, he was imagining many things. How can it be, you know, God gives you a child, a blessed child, you know, son of promise. How can it be that the Lord asked this of him? He cannot combine it, and he must have think about it a lot. And he came to the conclusion. But much later, Abraham tells us about it in the Hebrews 11. And we can read in Hebrews 11 a list of faith's heroes. Hebrews 11, verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. And he who received the promise was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. It's 11:17. So the one Abraham fought by himself, the one and only way. This can the Lord can fulfill his promises is if he resurrects Isaac after I sacrificed him. So that is a strong faith. And they went to the place Moria, and Abraham leaves his donkey and his servants, and they went. Isaac received the wood. Abraham carries the knife and the fire. And he says, and we shall return. And they went to the mountain. And Isaac says, we have the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb? Where is the lamb, Father? And Abraham says, God will take care of it. Of course, they were prophetic worth. And this is, of course, a story about if you read the story, it's of course we see the parable with God himself and this Jesus, of course, and Abraham and Isaac, and the Lord fulfilled all his promises. And long before there were people, there was a creation. And it is written in Peter that Jesus was already the Lamb long before we even existed. The Lord knew that Jesus had to sacrifice himself for our sins, and still the Lord created us. And the Lord talks about Jesus as, "He is the one that I love. He is my son. He is my Isaac." So you can just see the So, the first love is that is written in the Bible is, of course, the love of God. The love that God feels for Jesus, of course. It is the start of all love. The start of all the love that is poured out in our lives. And the Lord went with his son and the mountain of Moria is also the place where later the temple was built. So as we see that Abraham let Isaac carry the wood, we can also see that God let Jesus carry us, you know, as his cross, I guess. And in Zachariah it is written, "Sword, stand up against the shepherd." And every step that the Lord Jesus did, there was a step that God was next to him, near him. And at Easter, at Pesach, we thought about what Jesus did, but this is truly about what the way that God goes with Jesus. And later in the Gospel, it is written, Jesus says, "My Father is always with me." And Jesus and the Father are one, of course. And Lord God knew that he had to sacrifice Jesus for our sins. And they went on the difficult path. And you know, where is the Lamb? Jesus is the Lamb. And God provided his own Lamb. And know, Jesus, of course, was the Lamb. It was. And as Jesus starts his service to us, his gospel, he sees John, and John says, "Look, the Lamb of God that came to take away our sins." As truly Jesus is the Lamb of God. And they went. And I want to tell you some things about the sacrifice. In the Old Testament, it is written there are four different categories. The two most important forms of offering is the sin offering. It is an offering for your sins. So it's a personal sacrifice. And I hope that everybody realizes what it means that all of our sins are forgiven, and that we can be always thankful for what the Lord Jesus did. But there is another offering, a burn offering. So it's an offering to God Himself. So first they had to do an offering for their sins. No, the burn offering always came first. If you read in John 17, it is written, the Lord was lifted up on in this earth and to be glorified in honor of his Father. So Jesus came as a burnt offering for God, so the Lord would be glorified again on earth. But he was also the burnt offering and also the sin offering. Because of what Jesus did, we are all righteous in the eyes of the Lord. That's great. And we can always keep on thanking the Lord for this. But there is more. But the Lord is not just offering for our sins, but also offering a burn offering, so that we can always honor the Lord.
باید بهتون بگم همیشه از این بابت باید شکرگزار باشید خداوند این قربونی رو انجام داد تا ما بتونیم همیشه زیر سایه لطفش دور از گناه زندگی کنیم.
As all because of the great things that Jesus did for us and the offerings that he, the sacrifice that he brought for us, and it is truly so beautiful, and we can be so thankful.
And
And the Lord Jesus, as he was on earth, he always praised the Lord in everything. And Jesus was just perfect, I guess. Yes, God was just so happy with Jesus that he never committed a sin and did everything the Lord wanted, that sometimes in great joy he just spoke from the heavens, you know, this is my true son. And it happened a couple of times, of course. And we all know about the sin offerings, of course, and we know that our sins are forgiven. But I really want to encourage you to really discover what it means, you know, the thing that Jesus did for us, that it goes far beyond just the forgiveness of our sins, you know. It means that we are, through him, we have a place in heaven, and that the Lord blesses us and with everything that he has for us, even more than we can even imagine. And the Lord says, here it is. And as you discover the great things that the Lord has for you, just keep thanking the Lord for who he is. For he is the one true God. We know what happened to Isaac, but God truly sacrificed his son for us.
دوستان اصخایی میکنم من اگه بعضی جاها رو ترجمه نمی کنم براتون صرفا به این صورت هستش که برای من هم ترجمه نمیشه که بتونم به شما انتقال بدم باید منو ببخشید
And as Jesus went to Golgotha to carry our sins, there was God, of course, with him till the last moment. And maybe we can imagine how terrible it must have been for God, you know. It was the only way. But of course it had to happen. You know, Abraham had to discover that all the blessings that God promised him, so Abraham had to discover that all the promises that God gave him could only be realized by the death.
And
only as Abraham thought about this, no? So as Jesus tells us, it is completed. Of course, it was the mission he received from God, and that made just God so happy, you know. And I want to challenge you today to be like Jesus and worship the Lord. To sacrifice our lives for him. And of course, worshiping the Lord is honoring God and praising him. And the Lord looks for worshippers, you know, that give their lives to him. And you know, think with yourself, in what do I bring offer honor to the Lord, and how do we do this? So the Lord asks us, are you truly the only one for me? Am I your greatest love? Am I your joy in your life? And this is a challenge I want to give you. Now, it's just so great to realize that we are justified by the Lord Jesus. But that is just the first step, you know. And we're going to discover what it means, the burn offerings, you know, that this Jesus was a glorious joy offering to the Lord or something, and we have to be like the Lord. And the Lord challenges us to truly give our lives to him. And all the blessing that Abraham promised, that God promised Abraham, some are not even fulfilled. All these great promises will still come. And at the end of the chapter, it is talked about Rebecca being born. And who is most important in our lives? What is the most important in my life? And of course, we are thankful for the Lord. But the Lord says, I want to be the most important in your life. I want to be the center of your life. For everything that I give you is temporary, but I am for always. Amen. Let's pray. Maybe you can stand.
اگه میتونید لطفاً بایستید.
Lord God, our Father.
ای خدای بزرگ، ای پدر من.
How can we be grateful enough for who you are?
اندازه کافی برای اون چیزی که هستی شکرگزار.
How can we talk about you or how can we do what you want us to do?
خداوند چجوری میتونم کاری که ازم میخوای رو به درستی انجام بدم به من بگو.
Oh God, we honor you and we love you.
خدای ما عاشقتیم
of your greatness and your majesty, Lord.
تو پادشاه و عزیز ما هستی.
And how precious you are, Lord. Everything about you is miraculous. We thank you that you gave us Jesus, that you gave him to death, so that the way could be free for all the blessings that you have for us. Help us, Lord. That our focus can be on you, Lord, and not on the things that you do for us. And we thank you, Lord. We praise your great name.